Acts of extremism have long fueled the cottage industry of academics and think tankers seeking to understand how terrorism ends. The question was made new again this weekend when two U.S. soldiers were killed in Syria. The assailant, as Dominique Sogel reports today, was apparently a member of the country's security forces who harbored jihadist sympathies. A lone strike or a reflection of the national mood? The answer may not require an advanced degree. A week before the deadly attack, Syria marked its first anniversary of the fall of its former dictator, Bashar al-Assad. Tens of thousands poured into the streets to celebrate a patriotism, a loyalty to our country I never felt before, one ordinary citizen told us last week. Said another, today is another opportunity to move past death and fear and associate Syria with life. It's Tuesday, December 16th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The latest round of Ukraine peace talks ended in Berlin on Monday, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling them productive but not easy. He has said he is willing to let go of previous demands for NATO membership in return for U.S. and European security guarantees. Washington has pushed Kyiv to make more concessions, including ceding territory to Russia, an idea Mr. Zelensky has rejected. Spain fined Airbnb $75.3 million for allowing unlicensed apartments on its website. Tourism has become a growing concern in one of the world's most visited countries, with tourist apartments making affordable housing even scarcer in big cities. The government says more than 65,000 listings break consumer regulations. Last year, Barcelona promised to remove some 10,000 tourist apartments by 2028. Translators want to make the Bible available in every language by 2033. Christian organizations are turning to artificial intelligence to help translate the Holy Text. One group, Illuminations, says they are halfway toward offering at least parts of the Bible in around 7,000 languages. Yet scholars and faith leaders worry about AI's reliability, especially when working with rare languages, and whether a machine can encapsulate what many see as divine inspiration. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Syria's need to rapidly reconstitute its security forces has left it vulnerable to infiltration by former rebels with jihadist sympathies at the very time that President Ahmed al-Shara has been cultivating ties with U.S. President Donald Trump. Dominique Sogel reports from Basel, Switzerland, for the Monitor. Backers of a process called deliberative democracy say inviting the public to collaborate in community problem-solving is a way to rebuild trust in government and neutralize political polarization. California is using the model as part of its fire recovery planning. Allie Martin reports from Los Angeles for the Monitor. Shifts in workplace policies, like a pullback from remote and hybrid work launched during the pandemic, appear to be creating a tough year for women in the U.S. workforce. Victoria Hoffman reports for the Monitor. In Senegal, poverty makes young people embark on a dangerous voyage to reach Europe. Parents and local leaders are seeking solutions to encourage them to stay. Colette Davidson and contributor Esoli Deado report from Joël and Teyarousoumer, Senegal, and La Orotava, Tenerife, for the Monitor. Our reviewers' picks for this month include Edge of Your Seat Mysteries and a meet-cute romantic comedy. Among the nonfiction fare, a woman traces her own family's dark past as German spies, and a new biography of Dolly Parton focuses on her triumphs over adversity. Staff writers and contributors write for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on A Balm of Heroism and Truth for Australia. Within a day after two gunmen killed 15 people during a gathering for the Jewish holiday Hanukkah at Australia's most famous beach, a very resilient country began to focus on ways to prevent a similar tragedy. Better gun regulations. A warm embrace of Jewish Australians. A sterner check on anti-Semitism. Tighter surveillance of potential terrorists. Yet, a particular act of selfless heroism during the December 14 mass shooting has offered up one more possible solution. A video shows Ahmed Al-Ahmed, a Muslim shop owner in Sydney, tackling and disarming one of the alleged Bondi Beach shooters, also a Muslim. This bystander, by bursting bravely into action, may have saved countless lives even as he was shot. "God gave me strength," he reportedly told a cousin from a hospital bed. His father, Muhammad Fateh Al-Ahmed, perhaps best described the motives of his son, who gained Australian citizenship in 2022 after fleeing conflict in Syria. "When he did what he did, he wasn't thinking about the background of the people he's saving. The people dying in the street," the father told reporters. "He doesn't discriminate between one nationality and another. Especially here in Australia, there's no difference between one citizen and another. His instinct to save innocent people from harm, regardless of their beliefs or ethnicity, is not strange for someone from Syria," said Lubaba Al-Himede Al-Kahil, the media director for the Australians for Syria Association, according to The Guardian. "The community is lovely, supportive, with strong bonds. We've refused injustice and persecution in Syria, and it's not strange that one of us had the feeling, 'No, I will not watch. I will die to help.'" While violence has been historically significant in the Middle East, including Syria, it was not the everyday norm for centuries, wrote Joseph Mary, a faculty member at Georgetown University, in the New Arab News site earlier this year. "The Ottoman Empire left a legacy of mutual respect for religious diversity among Jews, Christians, Muslims, and other faiths. The Quran explicitly states, 'Let there be no compulsion in religion.' Truth stands out clear from error. Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 256, emphasizing the principle of religious freedom," wrote the professor and expert on interfaith relations. Mr. Al-Ahmed's actions, along with other heroic acts during the shooting, are now seen as a corrective remedy. "As we see by how all Australians are reacting, we see it as an attack on Australia and the sort of fundamental values that underpin our society, our multi-faith society of respect, tolerance, diversity, and fundamentally a peaceful and respectful attitude toward one's fellow citizens," Senator Dave Sharma, former ambassador to Israel, said to the Special Broadcasting Service. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can find the healing, deep settled calm of Christ at Christmas and every day. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, Noel Flatt, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.